Okay, it is Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. This is the Dutch Dawn Planning and Zoning meeting. If we could stand and say the pledge. Follow me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Okay. All right. In attendance is myself, Rachel Alberton, and Jamie Barris, committee member. Alan Parker is online. Butch Johns is here. And for the public online, we also have Kurt Smith. And I believe that is it. Okay, I want to make sure I didn't miss anybody. Okay, so we do have enough for a quorum. Moving on to the consent agenda, reviewing the minutes of the meeting from June 17th. I did review them, and there was just some minor edits with some spelling. Other than that, I think that the minutes are good to be accepted as is. Moving on to correspondence, we did get two emails from Matt Abbott that he emailed to the town council, but the letters attached were addressed to planning and zoning. So I just went ahead and forwarded it to the council so that they could do what they needed to do with that information. Other than that, I don't think I've had any correspondence for planning and zoning. Jamie, have you had anything?
I did have a discussion with Julie Handy about coming and making a presentation to PNZ and or town council about dark skies and how to implement that, where to start, what we would need to do. And she is willing to come in, and she did say that she could be at a meeting August 5th, potentially.
Okay. I did see that was something with the county. I wonder if that happens to be the same day. I'm down for that. I won't be here on the 5th.
And I can reschedule it. I was just putting it tentative forward. So
of course,
if we need to push it out a week, that would be okay. Or 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, Butch, what do you think? Since it is part of the planning and zoning ordinance, it makes sense. She's here to talk about Dark Sky Initiative and what it takes to kind of implement that. And we did write facets of that into the ordinance itself. So it makes sense that she comes and talks to PNZ. But I wonder if it would be better to present at the council and have us attend if we want to be there. Do you think it matters?
I think either way is fine. Whatever.
Okay.
If you did it at the council, at least you know, because whatever you do would come back through the council anyway. If
you right.
Did it at the council, it might make it.
And I'm just trying to make it more efficient if it doesn't make it harder on her or us. Which means, I think it would
should
be.
Should I get with Amy to schedule that in?
Yeah, make sure we could put it on the agenda. And then granted that she could come on whatever that second week in August would be, which would be the 12th.
Yeah.
So if she can't do that and the 5th is the option, then that's what we'll go with.
Okay. I think she's flexible, so I'll confirm with her and get with Amy and make sure that gets on the schedule. So.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be great. Thank you for getting that off the ground. Okay, so I think that's it for correspondence. For building permits, I'm signing into iWork really quick. We did get a permit application in for the Dixon home, which is the container home. I think it's 102 First Avenue. And I sent it to Matt Tate for review through iWorks, and I haven't seen anything back, so I know we need to follow up with that. Sorry, I need to sign into this, and I can't talk and think of my password at the same time. One second. Okay. iWork. So I just want to check iWorks really quick and see. I haven't seen any notifications, but sometimes it's making me change my password. If this doesn't work, I'll just... Okay. All right. What is this permit management? Fix and finish. Oh, so it looks like... Oh, what is this? Fix and Finish LLC needs additional information. I don't remember what this is. Oh, adding AC to existing furnace, attach plan. And I emailed them and said, we need an actual plan. And I don't actually know who this is, because they didn't put the address that it's related to. So we can ignore that. So we just need to follow up with Matt Tate on the Jeff Dixon. And I think that'll be a good one for you to take a look at, Jamie. I need to get you an account into iWorks, don't I?
So you have access to iWorks. I just only logged in. I've never worked within it. And
right.
You need like 15, 20 minutes. Have like a quick how to.
Okay. Yeah, and you logged in though as a user, right? Because you submitted a building permit for the place on 3rd.
No, I actually did get a building permit for the place on 3rd, and I took.
Okay. I just don't remember seeing your. Let's look at employees.
Yeah, I can try and log in again tomorrow and let you know, but yeah. I've been in there, I've looked at it, and I can see everyone's permit. So I would imagine that's more of an admin view, less of an applicant, because that actually went through Scott.
Okay. Yeah, I hope so. I just don't see your name on the employee list, but let's take a look. Just let me know.
I'll log in tomorrow and then I'll let you know.
Okay. Yeah. Then we can go through things. Okay. So I think that's it for building permits. I guess I should also. Alan, you're online, right?
Yeah, I am.
Remember Matt Luce? No. Matt Lucas also submitted an application a while ago for a new subdivision, and we kind of put it on hold because we were doing those changes in the ordinance, and then I think you guys talked to like figure out whatever, but that application is still just kind of sitting in the system.
I didn't realize that. I can close that out. I just need to write a letter explaining to close out and then close it.
Okay.
Because the code changed and the requirements surrounding RDA land being divided changed, and so I can note that and cite the piece of code and then close it out.
Okay. So basically, he doesn't need that application anymore.
No, not if the county is dividing land for purposes of transferring it to a developer, then no, and that's what was happening.
Yeah,
he submitted on behalf of the county, but it was the county that was dividing it. So.
Okay, yeah. That works, and you know, if I wind up going in there, I can always reference it too. So between both of us, we'll get it done.
I'll clear it out sometime in the next couple of days.
Okay, thank you. All right, then. With that means I would accept a motion to accept the consent agenda.
I second that.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, public comment? Any public comments? Okay. Then moving on to the committee and staff reports. Butch, do you have any updates for us?
We're going to add to our one-year list for things that we need to get grants for the another rewrite of the
general plan.
Yeah, general plan. But that shouldn't stop you from doing what you want to do anyway. You know, add addendums to it or whatever, corrections or something. But then we're just going to get the funding to do a, you know, a full deal on it. But it'd be next year before it would happen.
Okay. But and just for my own reference, we had talked, I think, in town council about at least understanding what sections we want to update and kind of have some specifics so that when we hand it off to whoever that they know what they're doing. So as long as we kind of keep it high level and say, you know, this is what PNZ would recommend to town council, like, you still need those things sooner rather than later.
You do the same thing that you're doing. And even though we can, you know, we can adopt them anytime, you know, once you get a couple of them or something, we can adopt them in the town. But again, it's just one of them deals for if there's, you know, to rewrite it with them, professional services, it would be for like if state law changes or some kind of whatever. That way we'll just have the grant to take care of the whole thing again.
Okay.
But I think the things that you guys were talking about working on, you know, I would encourage you to go ahead and do that.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
We take clarification, just so I understand. So when we're doing the recommendations from PNZ, did you say that you guys, the town council, can adopt them at any time? We just won't get an official rewrite until next year?
Yeah, because if you guys, you know, if you had, you know, say you come up with, like, the trails, and you completed the trail deal, the work that you wanted, we could actually take that, you know, you can bring it to the town council, and the town council can adopt that into the general plan.
To the current general plan as an amendment.
You can do that, you know, because it's just a guideline. So if you come up with it and had something completed, and then, you know, so when we go to...
I feel there are, I hope that there are ones that we can adopt, you know, sooner rather than later. I think they're needed.
Okay. Well, that's good. So then that means what we present to you, instead of like a marked up red line document of the current general plan, would be like a 1 or 2 page document of amendment to, of suggested, or how it should just read in general.
Yeah, like,
okay.
So I can't remember all that, say the trail plan.
Yeah.
I can't remember all that it was put in there, but you go out and you expand that trail plan to say, hey, we want to encourage trails through all properties or areas inside the town, including into the, you know, into federal land. Then once we have that document, see, we can go to the federal government and sit there and say, hey, this is in our general plan, this is what we want. And one thing to think about, too, is, you know, we've kind of been tossed around a couple of things about that island out there in the lake.
The island.
You know, and so when you talk about trails, if you do trails, parks, whatever like that, you know, you would want to mention that we also want to include that property out there, even though we know it belongs to the federal government. But it's in our town, and we would like to see that to be a park or something.
Something.
Picnic camp, whatever like that.
Okay.
And you know, and just, and so once you're doing that, then when we get ready to do it, because there's the federal law that says that if we're doing something, they have to accommodate us.
Right.
And so.
Okay.
And that would be the same on anything that you're doing. You know, you just go and just kind of kind of expand on it or whatever. It's like we talk about low-income housing. You want to sit there and say, you know, like I said, it's mentioned several times in the general plan now, but we don't really, you know, say that as a developer, you have to, our town wants you to include X amount of housings in your development.
Right.
Not, you know, not the whole thing, but just, right. You know, like do something.
Right.
But we just want that to be known that it's specific in it that we're going to require that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can do it under state law, but I'm not sure exactly what the state law is. But once you mention it in there, you know, it's like I was saying, you have, you know, it just mentions that we want it, but it never says anything that who want it from, how it's going to be done or anything like that. It's got to be just nailed down a little bit more.
Okay. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Alan, do you have any updates for us?
Not anything right now. I do have some stuff, but I'll get it to you later in the week, I think. Or I think I just call you and chat with you a little bit.
Okay.
But nothing for tonight.
So. Okay. Just following up, I think on the last meeting we were in, we had talked about priorities for planning and zoning, and I think it was mentioned that you were working on, I don't want to say it's a new zone, but you were working on some zoning descriptions for mixed use.
A zone and a rewrite of another zone, and all of that stuff. I wanted to put it in a different format for you, but with a lot of things that have been happening, and I haven't been able to put it in the correct format, but I should have that done by the end of the week.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you. Okay, so that brings us to the next item in the agenda under new business for general plan update recommendations, discussion, and possible action. I reread the general plan like 2 weeks ago before the last meeting. And did not refresh my memory for tonight. I know that there are probably some things that we need to address. One of the things that stood out to me was the zoning map for all the future development. And I know we've had several exercises in here about further defining what that future development looks like so that we can better paint a picture of what we want the town to act, the direction we want development to take. And I know there could be an argument for keeping the future development there, but either way, somebody who wanted something different than what is there, they'd have to apply for a zone change. And at least if we better defined what those future development zones were, then I think it sends a clear picture to developers on what we envision the town to be. Does that make sense?
I agree with that. I reviewed it. Definitely the zoning, like you said. And then I think also what Rich mentioned, workforce housing, employee housing. I think that there's several areas where we need to think to find affordable housing. Workforce employee, is it different? Is it the same? It also talks about some of the things we brought up in the new ordinance changes as far as like environmental, identifying, you know, if the elk migratory path, you know, so people are conscious of that, and then more alignment with the open trails in some places, but then I want to say in the like in the mixed use, it doesn't state it. So I think that we just, like Butch mentioned, we need to really dig in a little bit deeper and ensure each of the headings are clearly defined and elaborated on.
Okay. So for wide topics, I'm just trying to think about how we should start focusing these during our upcoming meetings.
Yeah. And we did talk about maybe doing a working document where sometimes, just personally, it's easier for me, like through the week when I get a minute to dig in and make my notes, and then, you know, there's something to review when we get to the meeting. So I don't know if we want to do a working document similar to how we did the ordinances, so we can kind of go back and forth.
I like
tables through our work week.
Yeah, I like that idea, Jamie, and that works well for me too, because sometimes when I get a down minute at work or on my lunch break, I'll switch over and take a look or dump ideas.
Yeah, we get to progress a lot faster.
Yeah.
In that format, just because it's more flexible under the, you know, consideration we both have full-time jobs. So.
Yeah. I like that a lot. I can set something up.
So maybe, do you want to initiate the document?
And sure.
We can go from there. Okay.
Yep. I like that. I've just got future development, low-income housing, trails, and open space. And you broke up a little bit. Oh, you talked about, I'm just going to call it ecological sensitive areas and or critical areas. As far as like,
yeah,
to address, yeah.
Yeah, trails and parks.
Yeah.
You know, one thing, I know in your update on the planning zoning ordinance, there's parts about the HOAs and stuff, and there's been talks about not, you know, like regulating them, like how many you want in the town. You might think about that, like.
Can we do that, though? Uh-huh. Can we legally? I don't think you can.
Well, I don't know. I think we can do it. We can regulate how much we want in town.
You can. Yeah, you can mention that you want it limited, you know,
yeah.
Which would then lead into the aspect that, you know, it doesn't fit the town concept, therefore it would be frowned upon if it was presented to the town council. I think through the general plan, we can discourage it.
Yeah, because we never do go and say anything about how. You know, cause we never thought about this as HOAs, but you know, you don't want a whole town full of HOAs.
Yeah.
So you got to come up, and since you mentioned HOAs and the ordinance, you probably need to have something in the general plan with what the HOA capacity impact or whatever it is in the town. So it's there that we don't want everybody to have an HOA.
Okay, that's a lot. Are there any other big topics, Jamie, that you think that come to mind?
I was contemplating, you know, we talk about in the general plan that we want to maintain, like, ecologically or aesthetically a very natural-looking town that complements the natural surroundings. And I do think in some of the, you know, headings that probably needs to be emphasized more so that when it comes to landscaping or development concept, that it's more in line with, you know, a natural nature environment.
Okay. I'm going to keep these like notes, bullet points on whatever document we create, at least to start with, and then they can go away once we got some headings going on. Does that?
Sounds good, yeah. Okay. And we might actually even want to, I don't know, maybe Butcher Ellen has feedback on this. If we are aiming to have a dark sky town, would that go in our general plan now?
It doesn't need to go in our general plan, but it should. The dark skies people have a list of ordinance components that they want adopted if they're going to give us that designation. So they'll just have to look at that and see what their ordinance requirements are. I think they have kind of a canned piece of code, and they do have people that will help us do it. But there are code changes that are required. We don't have to have it in our general plan, but I think it's a good idea to have it in our general plan.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. Well, I think this is really good to jump off in. This is just a note, like notes with all the bullet points of what we just discussed. I'm going to share that with you, and from there we can take this and rework it into, if we need to split it out into separate documents, or we could probably just create different tabs, however we want to do it, however we want to organize it. But this will be the start. And then, does this month only have one, two? I think we actually have an extra week this month. So we're off because it's a 5 week. It's got 5 Wednesdays this month. So we'll actually have we won't meet until the third Wednesday from now. So we'll actually have some extra time to pull some stuff together and have a discussion for the following meeting.
That sounds good, yeah.
Yeah.
Make it productive.
Yeah. And then potentially having, I'm sorry, what was her name again for Dark Skies?
Julie.
Yeah, if, you know, depending on what works better for her. I don't see anything major coming up between now and then as far as other things we need to talk about as planning and zoning, except for maybe building applications that come in, and you and I can set a time that's convenient, even if it's remote, and go over some iWork stuff. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Yep.
And
I can come in person. Either way is good, just as long as we're planned out. I did have one thing. We also maybe need to identify the town's ability to establish infrastructure for new development, and that might be a little bit too vague.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though. Like, how do we have the capacity to serve like water and sewer and all that? Like, what is our limit?
Yeah, or acknowledging that we will implement those needed facilities, you know, should a new development get approved, that the town, whether it be through the county or whatever, you know, has the ability and intent, you know, to do that for new development.
Yeah, okay. I'd be interested to see how West Yellowstone handled that, because it's my understanding that they stopped development because they somehow figured out like what their infrastructure was and what it could and couldn't handle. That's the only one that I know of, but I know there's others, just if, in case we want to look at their general plans or ordinances as guidance.
That sounds good.
Okay. Anything else that you could think of?
No, I think those are the main points off of just the top of my head and going over it.
Okay. I'll clean this up and I'll share it so that we can get started with it. Other than that, I think that serves as a good general outline and gives us something to work on over the next couple weeks. And that's the last item on the agenda. So unless there are any objections, I would move to adjourn.
I second that.
All right. It is 7:31 p.m. Thank you, everyone.